Welcome to the Days of Praise podcast, a daily devotional by the Institute for Creation Research.
Paul at the finish line. Do your diligence to come before winter. Eubulus greets you, and Pudens, and Linus, and Claudia, and all the brethren. The Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Grace be with you. Amen. 2 Timothy 4:21-22. These are the final words of the Apostle Paul, written shortly before he was beheaded. Despite his faithfulness and fruitfulness in the Lord's service, he was now penniless, lonely, and cold. Yet he was not complaining. I am now ready to be offered. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. He did yearn to see Timothy, his beloved son in the faith, before he died. Do your diligence to come shortly unto me. Without ceasing, I have remembrance of you in my prayers, night and day, greatly desiring to see you, being mindful of your tears, that I may be filled with joy. Paul made one especially touching request of Timothy. The cloak that I left at Troas with Carpus, when you come, bring with you, and the books, but especially the parchments. Paul didn't even have a coat in the cold prison, and winter was approaching. Yet, even under such miserable circumstances, he still desired to keep reading and studying, preparing himself better for any future service the Lord might still have for him. What a contrast there would be between his present circumstances, abused by his enemies and forsaken even by most of his friends, and the glorious reception awaiting him in the near future. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. Paul has left us a worthy example. He kept the faith, gladly suffered the loss of all things for Christ, and was still studying, witnessing, teaching, encouraging, and exhorting even to the day of his death.
If you've enjoyed today's devotional, be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts, and please rate and review so more listeners can find us. To support ICR's ministry, visit icr.org/donate. Your gift of any amount helps us reach others with biblical truth and encouragement. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll start each day with Days of Praise.